5. Psychology.
The Triarchic Theory. For years, intelligence was evaluated in terms of how well a person performed mental tasks, such as reading, writing, or problem solving. Yet, according to psychologist Robert Sternberg's Triarchic Theory of Human Intelligence, the key to understanding intelligence is recognizing different types. The theory proposes that intelligence is better analyzed by taking a cognitive approach, meaning that more can be learned by studying its different parts. According to Sternberg, the three components of human intelligence are analytical, creative, and contextual. Analytical intelligence is essentially book smarts, since one with a high level of analytical intelligence uses skills learned in school or through books. It is the ability to solve well-defined problems that have one solution. Analytical intelligence is measured by one's reading comprehension or proficiency in academic tasks. In fact, most standardized college entrance exams test mainly analytical intelligence. Creative intelligence refers to the cognitive ability to apply existing knowledge to new situations. In other words, it describes how well one uses previous learned skills to solve new problems. Creative intelligence also includes the ability to successfully perform unfamiliar tasks. A person with creative intelligence is often highly intuitive and artistic. A task that tests creative intelligence usually has many correct or open-ended answers. Contextual intelligence is the ability to behave appropriately according to a given context. Sometimes referred to as street smarts, it is not based on any type of academic learning. According to Sternberg, there are three processes for making appropriate choices. The first is adaptation, when a person changes to meet the demands of the situation. The second is shaping, when one makes changes to the environment itself. The last is selection, when a person leaves an environment to find a more suitable one. An example of this is an emigrant who leaves a place for better prospects elsewhere.